Governor Cuomo, speaking by phone to a gathering of advocates for the poor, says he's rescinded a 14-year-old state regulation that requires food stamp recipients be subject to fingerprinting before they can receive benefits.
Poverty and hunger are not crimes, so we shouldn't treat the poor or the hungry as criminals. And that's what we've been doing. And that's what's going to stop.
The governor says he doesn't think the fingerprinting deters fraud.
It is not necessary to use fingerprinting, finger imaging, to prevent fraud. It's not necessary.
Cuomo says new technology that helps verify Social Security numbers is more effective. He and his aides say the fingerprinting has created a barrier for those who are in need because of the negative connotations. They say there are 1.4 million New Yorkers eligible for food stamps who do not receive them, and they believe a significant number will now apply once the regulation expires in about 2 months. Marie Farrell, a student in New York City, applied for food stamps after cancer treatments left her disabled. She says the experience was humiliating and demeaning.
I felt like I was a criminal. And for what? Being hungry. The process and long waits, the food stamp offices, the paperwork, and often the disrespect of the workers are all things I had to go through just to put food in my stomach. The humiliation of this process and the fact that I even need to ask for help are all sore spots with me.
Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy, who presided over the event, says now Arizona is the only state in the nation that still requires fingerprinting of food stamp recipients. Duffy took a shot at former Governor George Pataki and the legislature, who agreed to the fingerprinting of food stamp recipients back in 1998.
And there's no doubt those that made these rules didn't go to bed hungry, didn't face these same challenges. And so it really is important we have a governor who gets it.
Lieutenant Governor Duffy was asked about the ongoing regulation that requires welfare recipients be fingerprinted in New York State before they can receive benefits. Duffy demurred.
Today, the focus is food. The focus is on the food programs. Certainly, I think I don't want to put the governor in a position to publicly discuss something we have not discussed.
Some advocates for the poor believe that eliminating the fingerprinting for welfare recipients, begun under Governor Andrew Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, should be the next step. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.